With the marijuana landscape in New York rapidly changing, we're checking in once again on the status of state regulations and the work of state regulators. And to do that, we're calling up Jen Metzger, a former state senator from the Hudson Valley, who now serves on the New York State Cannabis Control Board, which met on Thursday. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, at the most recent meeting, which concluded a few minutes ago, 58 hemp farmers got conditional licenses to grow marijuana this summer, bringing the state's total up to 146 who will have the potential to grow this summer. Do you think that's enough to get dispensaries stocked up this fall when regulators are hoping to have legal and recreational sales okayed?
Well, first of all, we're still approving conditional licenses. We have well over 200. I mean, I think it's closer to 240 applications.
Oh, wow.
And I was really thrilled with the response. And we've got like great distribution really across the state, maybe a little lighter in the North Country, but there's just interest all over the state. And, you know, it's interesting down in, you know, the Black Dirt region, kind of a more very traditional farming. Exactly. Onion land. A lot of interest there, too. They did grow hemp. I visited the region when they were first starting to grow hemp down there. And it was the oddest combinations of smells as you drove around the Black Dirt country of onions and cannabis. But anyway, yeah, there's been a good response for participating in adult use as well. So it's probably exceeded our expectations. And this is a first time kind of program, really, in the country. It is a first time kind of program, what we're doing with the conditional retail dispensaries and, you know, starting out with conditional licenses for outdoor grow. There is a mix. There's some licensees that are growing just in a greenhouse, but really most of them are outdoor or a combination of outdoor and greenhouse.
Well, with the caveat that I know close to nothing about actually growing things, if there are nearly 100 additional hemp farmers who are awaiting approval of their conditional licenses, how soon do they need to get that green light from the state so that they can obtain seeds and actually get something
right.
planted in time if they are, like you say, going to grow outdoors?
We have the natural growing season calendar in mind and are making sure that we're meeting as frequently as is needed to approve batches. And we, you know, I mean, I'm hoping that we can get them all approved by early June. We'll see. It also depends upon the applicants getting all the information that they need to get in to evaluate their applications. That was the whole point of setting the window when we did. But it is a good point. We can't dawdle. We need to, you know, get these licenses approved so they can start growing seedlings and get plants in the ground as soon as they can.
I mentioned at the start of the interview that the state has a goal of opening up dispensaries by the end of the year, and that process can't get off the ground until we have finalized state regulations. Where do things stand right now with that process where I believe you have draft regulations for conditional licenses, but what, there's the public comment period now?
Yeah, so those regulations are out for public comment right now, and I want to really strongly encourage people to take a look at them and give us your feedback. We really want feedback on that, on the regs. And the public comment period will close on May 31st, so at the end of this month. And depending upon the kind of feedback we get, there will be another 45-day comment period. But, you know, we're hoping to start taking applications, you know, I would think by the fall.
And for anyone who does want to check out those draft regulations, they should go visit cannabis.ny.gov, where they can find proposed adult-use conditional retail dispensary regulations, as well as medical cannabis home cultivation revised regulations, and actually submit their public comments, too. So you said try to have that all wrapped up by the fall. But
yeah.
I imagine you are hearing some comments at this point, even just anecdotally from people, maybe not through this format. And so I'm curious, what is the feedback you're getting from the regulations right now? Are there any recurring themes that you're just getting told about from your day-to-day occurrences?
I haven't looked at the public comments that have been submitted to date.
But so, nobody's pulling you aside? No one's like, hey, I know that's Jen Metzger over there. Let's grab her for a second and let her know what we think.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think people are looking at, you know, the qualifications mm-hmm. for applying for the licenses and giving feedback on that. That's probably a likely source of comment. And we want to hear back from people about that. But no, I haven't heard anything. And I have definitely been trying to encourage people to really take a close look at them.
Because of the way the Marijuana and Regulation Taxation Act was written, municipalities had basically the option to initially opt out of retail sales, and then they have the ability in the future moving forward to opt in. Do they essentially need to opt in the near future if there are applicants who are interested in opening retail dispensaries in areas where they're currently not allowed?
Municipalities can opt back in anytime they want. And I think a couple actually have already opted back in or in the process of doing so. And, you know, they have to, you know, pass a local law just as they pass the local law to opt out. So for the conditional licensing program, we're going to actually be, you know, identifying retail locations and doing the work on them to really just a full turnkey operation so that licensees can just walk in and, you know, start their business. And the reason we're doing that is because we know from the experience in other states that have tried to achieve equity goals and restorative justice goals, they have run into hurdles in meeting those goals because applicants can't overcome the upfront barrier of lacking the capital to start a business. And the state is actively looking at, you know, hundreds of sites statewide. And, you know, they're going to be looking at sites that are actually viable sites that,
right.
in communities that have not opted out. So if communities do want to be considered for these dispensaries, they need to opt in.
Well,
otherwise, they will be passed over.
Well, and it sounds like they need to opt in sooner than later, because like you're saying, state regulators are already in the process of trying to identify viable sites.
That's right. That would have to happen soon.
So the issue of staffing has been a recurring one in this arena, first with actually getting bodies to serve on the state cannabis control board, which delayed this process from getting up and running back in 2021. But now there's the issue of staffing at the Office of Cannabis Management itself, actually finding the people to do all of this work, whether it's enforcement or licensing. Are you happy with this process right now? Are there limitations in terms of what you can do as the result of the staffing level right now?
Well, first of all, I just can't say enough about how amazing our staff is at OCM. I feel like they do the work of many more than they actually are. And we just have an incredibly great team. It is a smaller team than we would like because, you know, it does take time a lot. Most of these, you know, positions, they're civil service positions, and that process just takes time. We're not in control, you know, in control over that process and of hiring. So we just have to let that process play out. But, you know, I feel like it really hasn't slowed us down. I mean, our staff is working very hard, but, you know, the work we've been doing, I feel, has not like been compromised at all or anything by not having enough staff. But, you know, as you know, regulations are in place, the programs are fully operational, the adult use program is open and fully operational, and we will need, but we will also have a much larger like licensing staff, enforcement staff, you know, people to do inspections and the like. But that's coming, and I'm not, you know, concerned about that at the moment. It is coming, and you know, there's important reasons why we have the civil service law and that process in place. So, you know, we just have to stick to it, and we'll be fully staffed, you know, when we need to be.
Do you feel like the fact that you still need to hire people on, say, the enforcement side means that when it comes to enforcement, you have to pick and choose what you are going to do and what you're capable of doing as a state regulators based on the manpower you have at that time?
Well, I think right now, one of the, it's really about education, you know, and we've been doing a lot of that, you know, on the enforcement side in terms of, you know, adult use. And yes, it is, you know, in the whole gifting question, I think people are taking very seriously now, like your, you know, chance of getting a license could be put at risk. But it's like it's educating people about it. And that's I think true also of, you know, the cannabinoid hemp program and retailers as well. The approach is, you know, the first approach is to educate them. And there are a lot of businesses, I'm sure, that are not even aware that they need a license to sell these products. So that's where we're starting. And our staff is working on, you know, an educational and enforcement campaign around that.
That's where we'll start. And I think we have enough staff to get that going.
Well, we've been speaking with Jen Metzger. She's a former state senator from the Hudson Valley who now serves on the New York State Cannabis Control Board. Senator, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.